You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. They know Wisconsin like they know sarcasm. Deeply, and maybe too well.
Back again for another exciting extravaganza of Trump silliness and
danger.
Whatever else.
Yes, whatever. Whatever else he comes up with next.
Yeah, the sandbox is open.
The sandbox is open.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young, along with our producer, Aaron Zommers.
Yeah.
And we are broadcasting live and direct from our home base here in Madison, Wisconsin, a block off the Capitol.
Yeah.
And it's chilly today, 20 degrees. Wind chill feels like it's 12. About the same in Milwaukee. They have more sunshine, though. And up at La Crosse, 22 degrees.
Now, so, see,
it's kind of feeling like winter again.
See, you broke the weather rules right
what?
Away
what
here because we're not supposed to be talking about wind chills anymore or feel like temperatures anymore because that. Well, no one goes by that anymore. We always talk about it now, even more than we did before. Why did they do this? I don't know. Remember?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
All we know is it's cold, you know, so if you have to go outside, just bundle up. I mean, that's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
So here it is Thursday. Here it is Thursday. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, get the latest on whatever legally and illegally is happening in our country.
Yeah.
at the highest levels of government.
Well, you know, it's so silly. Sometimes you think about what they do here in the government. You know, we talked about this way, way, way back when this all started happening. And that is that, you know, they like fired people. They closed departments down. They stopped spending money on. They discontinued programs because they're going to do it their way.
Right.
But you don't run a business like that. You change slowly. If you have an idea of this is the way I want to do it, you phase that in and phase the other one out. You do not do what the Trump administration has done, and it is really scary and it's off-putting, and I don't know how or why the media has not actually brought that point up. You don't run a business like this. You remember USAID?
Yes.
You don't just get rid of it because you're going to replace it with something else.
Well, the key word is and you keep saying run a business like that. That's the way Trump has always run his businesses.
That's why they're
He's
not
never
successful.
Run government. Well, he did run it for 4 years before, but
it was a disaster.
He got a second chance here. Yeah, so he's running it like he would run one of his businesses, only bigger this time.
Yeah. You're fired. Well, you know, you're firing USAID killed a lot of people. If you're going to fund those governments directly so they distribute the money and the aid, okay. But you know what? Do that and then phase out what you're doing as far as USAID was doing. You know, the people they were distributing the money to could be phased into that government, whoever you're funding now, as far as the government is concerned. My concern was that those governments didn't even have a social safety net or social services. So who's getting the money there and where is it going?
You know,
and that's why they had these groups.
If only they
money.
Would listen to John and Gordon. You know, I mean, we're just trying to help.
That's
true. We're trying to, you know, offer our suggestions on how to do it, a little bit better.
Yes.
Well, what's going on right now?
We're always trying to solve the problem. We're not trying to blame anybody. We want the problems solved without hurting anybody.
Mm.
That's what it's all about. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we'll get into it a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
But first, before we get too far down the road, let's get our contest going here.
Okay.
The All-American Rejects. You know the band. Do we have any All-American Rejects music standing by to play while I explain what's happening here with a ticket giveaway? Maybe we could dial something up.
Okay.
The All-American Rejects are coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday, August 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to miss this show. Tomorrow, tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at wistatefair.com. But today we have your chance to win a pair of tickets. We've been doing this every day this week. We're going to continue it today and I think tomorrow too. So today's keyword, if you know how this works, first of all, let me explain that.
Let me get the rule books out here. Okay. You'll certainly want to read it verbatim, please.
Exactly. You got to have the Civic Media app. Yeah. You know, that's the best way. That's the easiest way to do it. Download the app. It's free to download, free to use. And then click on your local Civic Media station on that list and use the text button and send us a keyword. The keyword today is summer. Summer. S-U-M-M-E-R. Like, you know, summer. You have until 6 p.m. tonight to enter, and we'll select in one of those entries and let you know if you are the winner. The All-American Rejects at the Wisconsin State Fair, Thursday, August 13th. Tickets on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. at wistatefair.com. Yeah. Okay. Over to you, John.
I would assume that these are current texts up here.
I believe so.
All right.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
So now let's go.
Here we go. They're flying away from us because they're texting in the
Yeah. Steve texted us, today would be a good day to abolish ICE and use its $100 billion budget to fund health care, school meals, housing, not going door to door trying to arrest people. Come on.
He says it's 1935 Germany now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it feels like. Yeah. And if you don't know what that's like, look it up in the history books.
Yeah.
It's Germany all over again.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. And they don't like it when we compare them to Nazi Germany.
No, they don't. Although they've been using some Nazi slogans and putting them on their podiums. Did you see that?
Yeah, that is really something
on Christy
else.
Noem's
I know. They are.
I mean, it's shameless.
Well, these are white nationalist Nazi group slogans that they're actually taking verbatim and then putting them on their government websites.
Yeah.
This is just really,
awful. Oh. Awful. That word comes to mind. 855-752-4842 is our number. 855-75-CIVIC.
I think the big news, and it's just the headline, but it's good news.
Yeah?
The feds reversed their decision to cut $2 billion in mental health grants.
Oh, did they?
Nationwide.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
This was a big deal, and a lot of people kind of freaked out about it, you know, the help of the mentally ill and drug addiction. They changed their minds.
Mm.
You know, that's the craziness of this administration. They do things, and they don't know that these are important issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't just put these programs in place to dole out money for free and, you know, people can take all that money and take advantage of the government. It's actually helping people deal with, you know, drug addiction and mental illness.
Yes. So good.
Yeah, it's good to know that the $2 billion has been restored for mental health grants.
Mm-hmm. Also in the news today, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is meeting with Trump at the White House. So that's happening. And
did she bring the Peace Prize with her?
I don't know. I don't know if she brought. We'll have to dig into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
And Trump, he's busy. He's also threatened to use the Insurrection Act as anti-ICE protests have flared up with another shooting in Minneapolis. Probably heard about that one.
Mm-hmm. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Matt from Middleton is our first caller this afternoon. Hey, Matt.
Hey, John and Gordy. How are you?
We're good.
Doing okay.
So I told you a while back, a girlfriend moved in with three pets. You're still welcome to borrow the cat, John, if you'd like. But that third pet is a Republican, it turns out. It's a 4-foot ball python.
Wow.
Republicans are lizard people. I'm convinced of this. And something that they have similar with reptiles is that they will consume and devour their own. They have no love of their children. Oh. And the other thing is they also always kind of walk around looking for predators and assuming they're under attack. They're fearful at everything. But it makes me think of this concept a while back. I heard that when the Republicans and conservatives with their lizard brains, they didn't have the communists to be afraid of and attack all the time. So that enemy became the liberals.
Yes.
Yeah. And over the last 30 years or so, they've been so brainwashed with their little puny grape-sized lizard brains that they are so afraid of liberals now, that's why they're okay with ICE killing us, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Indiscriminate and for no reason at all and attacking liberal cities.
Well, thanks for painting that picture, Matt. So do you get along with your, the reptile, the snake, the python, whatever it is?
Well, I would much rather spend time in a room of snakes than Republicans. I'd feel much safer.
Ball pythons are usually pretty chill. You said it was a ball python, right?
A ball python. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, ball python. We feed it little rat pups. It's interesting to watch it feed, though. That's kind of a little fun activity.
All right.
If you're up for that kind of thing.
But, well, now you can tell snake stories like Trump does, you know.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Please tell yours quicker.
He told all the maggots that he's not to be trusted, that he's a snake, that he's a reptile, and they voted for him anyway.
Yeah.
It's something, isn't it?
It is really something.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for the call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. So.
The story of the snake. Remember, you always used to tell the story of the song The Snake.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell it again here. No, I'm just going to leave it up to him. He'll bring it up again somewhere along the way. I'm waiting for the batteries, the boat, and the shark. I'm still trying to hear that. I'm still trying to figure that story out. I'm not quite sure where to go with
it. He'll come back with that one.
Yeah,
one of these days. Okay.
Now, you know, in Milwaukee, there's this warning. The police are warning that there's an increase in robberies due to dating apps. Excuse me. Dating apps like Grindr. And so they've been setting up dates.
I don't know.
They've been setting up dates and people getting robbed by having people come over or you going over there or meeting people.
I mean, it's certainly an app to meet with people. I don't know if it's that much about
dating
as much as other activities.
Oh, okay.
Have you been on it? Do you know?
No, but I know people who have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, that's been going on in the Milwaukee area. They're kind of worried about it. You know, I've had that problem. I haven't been robbed, but I have been very, very skeptical of using marketplaces like Craigslist, to sell an object or buy some furniture.
Okay.
Or put some furniture out there. I don't know. I had my credit card stolen. The number, at least. Somebody had taken it simply because I think I gave them my phone number so we could communicate and buy an item that I was selling.
Right.
And for some reason, right after that, the card started getting used. So I've been skeptical ever since then.
Yeah. You got to be very protective. That's for sure. Yeah.
I don't know about the Facebook marketplace, though, but... You know, they're great places to look for furniture and things that you're...
Yeah, I've used Facebook Marketplace before.
Finding a difficult time locating.
Yeah, okay.
All right, but anyway, that's a story.
I'm
sticking to it.
Okay, just getting started on this Thursday afternoon. It's John and Gordy taking your calls at 855-752-4842. Coming right back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's John and Gordy.
Who are we hearing there, Aaron?
Yeah, what is that? That's...
Bank Robber by The Clash.
Oh, The Clash. Okay. All right. Like it.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to the phones. Troy is on the line from Mount Horeb. Good afternoon, Troy.
what are you doing giving somebody your personal information on Marketplace?
Well, don't you do that? Don't you, like Craigslist, you know, you're selling something.
Facebook,
they get the number anyway.
Messages back and forth.
Oh, Messenger on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Facebook Marketplace. Yes. Yeah, definitely. I would not give my phone number to someone on Marketplace Facebook. No way. But I'm talking about Craigslist. The Craigslist thing freaked me out completely.
I haven't done Craigslist in 20 years. So
yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just trying to have a little fun in the hell that we're living in right now.
Well, we need a little comic relief every once in a while.
We do.
I don't have anything serious to say yet.
Well, that's good. That's good, Troy. We haven't
I'll
brought
talk
up
to you guys later.
All right, Troy. We're going to get to something serious in just a few moments. Kind of in a way, a bizarre way.
Mm-hmm. We got a. I'm sorry.
You want to get to that text there?
Yeah, Doug from St. Francis. He says, "I appreciate the John and Gordy lighthearted banter, even as you cover it the tragic happenings in our country as well. And now, better yet, you're on WAUK in Milwaukee. So thank you, Doug, pointing that out.
Yeah,
we're on in Milwaukee and across the state, and it's great to hear from all corners of the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so we appreciate that.
Milwaukee, my old hometown.
Right, your old radio station.
Yeah, I grew up for my first 30 years there, and it was great. I lived on every side of town just to see what it was like in Milwaukee. It's always different on each side of the town. I was just reading in the journal about traffic calming.
What?
They've been trying to cut down on the speeding and the accidents in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So they've been trying different tricks. They have, like, blinking red lights now at intersections. That means there's no blinking green lights there. And that'll stop traffic, you know. We have that problem here in Madison because they've been putting a lot of speed bumps in.
They're all over the place.
And we lowered the traffic speeds in the city now to what?
Was it 25? 25, yeah. From 30.
Or maybe it was 20.
I can't remember. It was 35.
Of course, we ignore those signs.
30,
so we would know.
Pretty much ignore it.
Yeah.
But, no, I think you're down to 25. I think you're right.
Is it? Okay. Because, well, you know, if no one's around and... There's no other cars that you could hit.
Right.
Why not go a little bit over the speed limit?
That's what you're recommending?
I'm not recommending anybody
pedal to
take
the metal
a chance. But when you have a space car, an electric vehicle,
like yours,
they have power like nobody's business.
Yeah. So you want to rev it up a little bit. I guess there's no revving.
There's
up,
no revving.
It doesn't sound. It doesn't make a sound.
You accelerate. There's no gas pedal. There's an accelerator. And when you hit that baby, you're pushed against the back of the seat. Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Now you've driven it. So.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Got a little nagging cough here, so I may.
Would you like a throat lozenge? I still have those. Maybe during the break you can. Down a shot of whiskey or something.
No, a shot of whiskey.
I think we have. Do we still have the wet bar in place from the big holiday party? Seems there's still some alcohol.
I think so.
Here.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of beer.
I don't think there's any rules against us drinking while we're on the air, are there?
Not
it's okay.
Yet. So,
I mean, after we're talking about it, there might be. So you might have to take advantage of it today.
I didn't say
take
it.
Advantage
I'm
of
not
it
recommending
now,
it, really.
Well, it's not alcohol anymore,
Gordy.
I'm
just saying to get rid of your...
It's THC, spiked beverages.
Now,
it could be IPAs. It could be anything.
Okay.
Sparkling water.
Well, whatever you need to do to get rid of your dry throat. I think anything goes.
Now that you're bringing it up, I feel like coughing all the time.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Again, I've offered you throat lozenges. That's all I can do.
Cam says he'd race me, you know. You don't want to race the space car. You know?
Okay.
It's got sport version.
Oh, the sport version.
It's got...
supercharging.
Eco, and it's got normal, and then it's sport.
Oh.
And that sport version is a killer.
Really?
It is. It is
nuts. A faster rate of acceleration?
Yes. I have the tech version of the EV6, but I tell you what, they had the sport version of the EV6, and there's no way. In fact, I checked on the insurance first before I even thought about if I'd buy it or not, and the insurance was just outrageous on it. So.
Well, the cool thing is you have that huge dashboard, all this digital stuff on there. Yeah, I want to know, when you get the AI glasses, will you be able to link in to all that information on your glasses? Will that be extra thing that you can do?
Well, I wish that was possible, Gordy, but I think you only can link into your phone.
Oh.
It is connected to your phone. Everything is connected into the phone.
I see.
So you have to have that in order for this thing to work.
Okay.
Now, I would think Wi-Fi would be something it should do. I think it does Wi-Fi, but I don't have my glasses yet. So,
Have you called support? Because it's been 2 months.
You know what? I have been doing it every other day.
Really?
And I've been threatening. I've been threatening to stop the order.
Okay.
Wow. They've got all these other glasses out there now. They're selling them all the time. Right. It's only because I'm bothering my glass company, and so now I'm getting ads for all of these AI glasses.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah,
oh, that's great. Okay, 29 past. We've got the Midwest Farm Report next, and we're back with more of John and Gordy after this.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
Dad, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Hey, we got more stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's an endless stream of fire hose of bad news.
It never ends.
Weird news and dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Grok. You know, the UK was threatening to ban X on social media because Grok is part of X now.
Okay.
And X had a big problem, at least they thought there was a big problem, with non-consensual, sexualized, explicit images that were created by Grok, AI. All right. And the United Kingdom has a law in place that bans any social media source that can do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was Trump's State Department came back and said the U.S. will use a full range of tools to protect free speech. This isn't free speech. It's non-consensual, explicit, deep fake sexual images of women and minors.
Yeah.
So for some reason, the Trump administration wanted to protect people who were
producing
out
this
deep
kind of
fakes
stuff
of women and
no one
minors.
Can't do that? That's crazy.
Sexually explicit materials.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound good in a headline at all.
No. Now, that's got to be. Yeah,
And then the State Department said this: if the British government cared about women's safety, it would have acted differently on grooming gangs. Oh yeah, the grooming gangs. Oh, that was a sudden creation of the Trump administration to just throw something out there. Didn't mean anything to the UK at all. They were going to block them. So. The update on that story, that was a story from yesterday that I didn't get to. Well, I'm glad I didn't get to it, because now, apparently, Grok is now banning those images from happening.
Okay.
And except for some people who pay to have their special version of X, okay? So.
So if you pay for
X. If you pay for it. Yes, you have it.
You still get those images?
Yes. You can still create those images.
Oh, you can create
and
them.
Spread
okay.
them all over the internet. Oh, so God. Anyway, Elon said this, it's no longer going to be able to edit photos and real people to show them in revealing clothing or non-clothing in jurisdictions where it is illegal after the widespread concern. The UK government said it was vindicated for calling on X to control Grok. Elon said, we now geo-block the ability of all users to generate images of real people in bikinis, underwear, and similar attire via the Grok account and in Grok in X in those jurisdictions where it is illegal. And this was really kind of prompted by the fact that California was also looking at a way to ban X because of the ability to do that with these deep fakes, these illicit sexual deep fakes.
So it's not banned everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Just certain
just in
places.
Jurisdictions, yeah. They somehow are able to geo-block.
Right. Okay. I also wonder if they're just blocked from tweeting at Grok like about those things, if it just filters out those responses, or if you can't find the images. Let's say, for example, someone in the U.S. comments on a picture of somebody and says, at Grok, whatever you say to make Grok do that. Will that comment still show up in the UK? I don't know.
Not sure. I understand. So you're saying if somebody wants to comment on an image like that, or get rid of it? Or?
That's how you get Grok to create those images.
Okay.
Is you'll comment on a picture that exists and say, at Grok,
okay,
change this picture in this way.
Okay.
And it's
blocked. It's blocked from doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
And they have geo-blocking.
Okay.
For
but
some
people
reason,
are creative when it comes to this kind of thing, and I imagine they'll try to find ways around it.
A workaround. Yeah.
Well, I would think that anybody with a subscription to X who has that ability yet to do this, they can create the images and spread them.
Right.
You would think, right? And it would still be out there.
Regardless. I would think this, right. That's my major point, is that it seems like this is something that will be really, really hard, if not impossible, to actually get a handle on in any meaningful way.
Right. Yeah, we got a text from Cam just now from Appleton, says, you bring up a really good point, Aaron, about which explains why you can't really undo this Pandora's box.
Well, Cam, I think I had a really good point, too. So.
Yeah. You feel slighted now?
Yeah, now I feel
really? Okay.
I feel a little inadequate.
You'll get over it.
All right. Hey, I got a text here from Deb out in New Glarus.
Yeah?
She said, I think it's time that Minnesota's neighboring state citizens flood Minnesota in solidarity against the Gestapo. So that's a pretty good idea.
You know, I was wondering about that myself, if people are going to start to travel to some of these areas where you know, the ICE is gathering and have even more of their neighboring areas show up.
Well, one of the things that
trouble spots.
One of the things that frustrates me, we have Scripps News on here in the studio, which is kind of a wonderful discovery. I actually like a lot of the stuff they do. But they had a story and a video story of a man from Madison who went up there, and they had a video of it, and they interviewed the guy, and I did a search on it. I tried to find it because I wanted to hear what he had to say, but I couldn't find it. So they're not posting some of the things that they are covering, sadly, and that's my complaint.
Let's go to the phones. Mark is on the line from Prairie du Sac this afternoon. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, well, going to, you know, the attack on undocumented people and actually legal immigrants just continues by Carolyn Levitt. She was talking about the shocking number of Americans killed by, you know, by quote-unquote illegals. And I just did a quick check lookup, and there was 15 instances in the first 9 months of 2025 of undocumented people, you know, being, you know, accused of homicide or manslaughter. They compare to the 4,000 that Trump was trying to claim, or 15,000 they tried to claim.
Well, they can't stop lying, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, they're just far more, you know, Americans are killed by their fellow Americans than by undocumented people. And, you know, and time and time again, I've heard that, you know, that it's more likely that undocumented people commit less crime than Americans themselves. I mean, it is just, you know, the case in point, our president has been, you know, documented and convicted of crimes, and that is just ignored by the right. I mean, they're just, they're engaging in, you know, weaponizing the Justice Department against Donald Trump. Well, if you don't commit the crime, they wouldn't be weaponized, and that in some cases, you know, they're accusing Jerome Powell of, misleading on the renovations. I mean, the head of the Federal Reserve is not personally documenting all these expenditures that go out for the renovations at the Federal Reserve. And Donald Trump was the one who insisted on extra special marble we used that added how many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to the cost of the renovations, because Donald Trump wants marble used. Well, marble is not a really good, long-lasting building material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it isn't,
right?
All right, Mark.
Good point. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
855-752-4842.
Now, there was a video circulating online that showed a Michigan man shouting, "We execute one of you yesterday." Mm-hmm. And he has resigned now as a CEO of a company.
Oh, really?
He said, "The storm is here. No one can stop what is coming. Patriots, get out of here. Get out here. We need the backup. And all you liberal commie mothers, keep your hands to yourself or you're going to get hurt, all right? Wow. We executed one of you yesterday." And that didn't go over well at the company he worked at, which was Harmony Investment Group. And they provide private healthcare investment firms some money. So anyway, this is the kind of thing that, you know, goes right off the Richter scale. And these people don't... I don't understand how they could say something like that or even think like that.
Well, right. And it just, just raises the temperature even more.
It really does. Well, we're seeing that, you know, ICE is actually raising the temperature.
Yes. Well, right.
These protesters wouldn't be out there if ICE wasn't there.
Well, they keep bringing in more. Thing. Yeah, they keep bringing in more ICE agents.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway, I got another story here. We're in Idiocracy, right?
Okay. Yes. Yes, we still are.
I find this fascinating.
Okay.
And jaw-dropping as well. Incredible gaslighting. Again, fabricating a child pedophile. Listen to this. Amazing. This is a child pedophile problem, and it's broken up by ICE in Minneapolis. This is another blonde DEI hire at DHS. Her name is... Trisha McLaughlin. You might have seen her on Fox every once in a while.
Okay.
I don't know where they find these people, these blondes. You know, they always put these people in big positions in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
But she's something else, and you'll find out. This is cut 226. Let's listen.
Okay. All right, so we are bringing you just a taste of this teachers union press conference that's being held in Minneapolis right now. They closed school yesterday and today. They declared today a day of unity. The woman who just spoke, Ms. Taylor, she said that every Minnesotan is at risk of what happened to Rachel Good.
Yeah.
Seems like a little far-fetched.
Trisha McLaughlin's DHS Assistant Secretary, and thank you for coming on today. First react to what the teachers are saying. They want all these schools to be in a safe zone, essentially.
That certainly did not seem very unifying, and it also didn't seem like those individuals speaking had the facts on the ground. Mm. And what we saw as far as arrests go was they were arresting multiple child pedophiles. Oh. I've seen the reports of who they've picked up, scores and scores of child pedophiles.
What? Scores and scores of child pedophiles.
What?
That's what ICE is doing in Minneapolis. Oh, did you know
really?
That?
What is a child pedophile?
Kind of,
got that jumbled around.
The second largest school district in Minnesota at St. Paul said it will offer a temporary virtual learning option for students starting on January 22nd, citing safety concerns tied to an increased presence of federal immigration agents in the Twin Cities. 2 days after Renee Good was killed, the student attendance plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to get those kids at least some education. So they're going to start online options for them. All right.
Let's go back to the phones. We got about a minute here. Trace, if we can get your call in. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, I just, you know, I think every city that ICE shows up to, they should be treated as foreign invaders. I mean, they got to get their gas somewhere. They got to stay at hotels somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think every business should be, you know, icing them out, essentially. It's, you know, it's no quarter at all, because they're going to have to rely on local businesses. And I think that's the only way we're really going to be able to hurt them. And I think that's just, that's something that any city that they show up in en masse to, that's how the community should treat it. Like, we don't serve anybody that is an ICE.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they can get away with doing something like that.
I'm not
you
sure
know,
they
like
can.
At a hotel or at a restaurant.
I don't know. All right. Back with more of your calls after a brief timeout. 855-752-4842. It's John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, God.
You just can't warm up to Led Zeppelin, can you?
I really can't.
I know.
It's that voice. It was almost
you don't like Robert Plant's voice?
It's almost as bad as Styx.
Oh, well, no. It's not.
Not that bad.
I wouldn't
know.
Go there. Well, don't go there.
It's not the same, but it's really, really close.
I tell you,
didn't know you didn't like them. Good to know.
I like them fine.
I won't use that information for nefarious purposes.
Okay. Well, there are some good songs. I had to play them when I was a rock and roll jock at one time. But, the early stuff, really. Yeah.
Really? See, I like their first three albums, and that was it.
Oh.
For Led Zepp. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're on different sides of the decades here.
Let's go back to the phones here.
Well, yeah, let's go to the phones.
We got phones lighting up from all over Wisconsin. Find out what's on everybody's mind.
What did I say this time?
Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I got a couple of things. The first one is, you know, they claim that they went into Minneapolis because of this YouTuber went to some daycares the day after Christmas and they were closed. She would have went around the United States. He would have found several daycares closed. A lot of daycares were closed the day after Christmas. And my landlord, my tenant, works at a daycare. They were off for a whole week during the Christmas break.
Yeah. That was Nick Shirley, and he was asked to do that by a Republican in their state legislature. So it wasn't an accident, and it was a setup. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, a lot of places were closed the day after Christmas. And my second point, John, I got a theory. Your AI glasses, they must be being manufactured at the same manufacturing company that the Trump phone is being manufactured at. It's the same manufacturing company that has not made its way back from overseas to the United States because of the tariffs. I don't know if you guys saw that story yesterday, but manufacturing is taking a hit every month since April because of this nut guy who thinks he's a businessman.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. A lot of businesses are collapsing because of it.
Yeah. Right. So we can find that manufacturing company somewhere from overseas to here. We may find those AI glasses with the Trump phone.
Okay. Charles.
Well.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for helping me at least work my way through not getting my glasses.
All right. Appreciate that call. Let's head to Merrimack. Jack is on the line. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, guys. Couple things here again. First of all, PolitiFact did an analysis of many of the statements coming out of the White House and the press, their press people. And they analyzed somewhere between 1,100 and 1,100 and 1,200 statements. They rated about 80% of them mostly false down to pants on fire. They rated about 6% of them mostly true. So, we know this is nothing unusual because the Washington Post analyzed what was happening in Trump's first term, and they found over 30,000 lies in just 4 years. So this is nothing unusual. Now why would you and some of those lies just they're worthless. I mean, it's just lying, apparently, for the case of lying. Well, if you haven't read anything, any of her publications, I suggest you look up a person by the name of Hannah Arendt, A-R-E-N-D-T. She's written several books about authoritarianism and the development of Nazis and that sort of thing. And one of her main ideas is that the purpose of all these lies isn't to get people to believe the lies. It's to so muddy the waters that you can't tell the truth from lies anymore. And she states the ideal subject of an authoritarian regime, whether it's Nazi or communist, is somebody that can no longer tell the truth from lies anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're getting here.
Yes.
And that's why you have this tribal cult
that's
around Trump.
That's true. And PolitiFact did, of course, declare it the year of the lie instead of the lie of the year.
Right.
There were too many lies. Yeah. So they just said it's the year of the lie. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You saw that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Jack.
Jack, thank you for that call
on that.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Lake is in the studio.
I got nothing. I've been listening to you guys from my office, and I'm just so grumpy and so sad and so depressed, and I just needed
a place to go. We always have lighthearted stuff.
I wanted to be cheered up by you guys. That's why I'm here.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sure Jean has something to bring a smile to.
Yeah, let's head to
fix it all up.
Eau Claire, Jean, go ahead.
Hi. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
And I do like music. And I'd like to say, you know, where in the devil are the Epstein files?
Yes! Thank you for that daily reminder. We appreciate that. Yep.
And I keep thinking of Tom from California, L.A. Tom.
Yeah.
If they're spewing it, they are doing it.
Yeah.
And also, every accusation is a confession. You know, it's like the kid, you know, in school pulls a little girl's hair in front of them and then blame the other kid for doing it.
Right.
I mean, it is just so unbelievable. But thanks to you guys, we're getting honest information and we're all in this together, and we need to get information out on all candidates to take these guys out of office, and we have to fight for our right to vote. So thanks, guys. Keep up the great work.
All
Bye.
All right, Gene. Thank
you
very much.
Thank you for those encouraging words, Gene.
I really think everybody's going to vote these people out, definitely.
News is right around the corner, news, sports, and weather. And coming up a little bit later, Jim Santel will join us and Rocker in the studio later on as well.
I'm all better now.
It's John and Gordy. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.